The title of this talk is Impact of Harvest Aid Timing and Machine Spindle Harvesting on NEPs and Upland Cotton. And I'm doing this talk on behalf of Dr. Mike Bange, the co-contributor, also from CSIRO. So just an outline, I'll go through the rationale and aims of the work, describe some defoliation experiments that we undertook to address this issue, and report some outcomes and conclude. So NEPs are fibre entanglements created during the mechanical processing of cotton and are often associated with immature fibre. We know that machine harvesting lower fibre linear density as a measure of maturity or fineness, and more immature bolls at harvest are factors that contribute to NEPs. What isn't clear is whether differences in crop maturity at harvest combined with harvest method substantially affect NEPs. And you can see this graph here, this is part of more substantial work that we've conducted in the last several years, looking to understand what causes NEPs and how to reduce the instances of NEPs in the Australian crop. And certainly we've captured statistical interactions between crop maturity but with more intense mechanical manipulation. So in this case, that's soil link cleaning at the gin. So the questions we have were, our main aim was to compare machine spindle and hand harvested cotton differing in percent immature bolls and fibre linear density at harvest as treated via harvest aid timing, and then to test for statistical interactions. And due to this sort of work, we've seen some interaction but only in intense mechanical manipulation. We hypothesised that we probably shouldn't see an interaction. So we looked at four field experiments over the 2005, 6, 6, 7, 2008, 9 and 9, 10 seasons, looking at our standard high-yielding upland varieties. And this was conducted in Narrabri at the Australian Cotton Research Institute, which is in the centre of Australia's cotton growing region. And our defoliation treatments were 0.2 litres per hectare of Bayer's drop liquid, which is thiodazuron, 3 litres per hectare of Bayer's prep, which is Ethafon, and the dispersant was Keltex's DC-Tron. And we applied that for the first two experiments from about 140 days after sowing in 5-day intervals, and for experiments 3 and 4 from 155 days after sowing in larger 9 to 10 day intervals. We assessed percent immature bolls at the time of treatment application, and then we hand harvested and spindle harvested under standard harvesting conditions those treatments. We ginned that material in a 20 saw gin, importantly with pre-cleaning but without any saw limb cleaning. Fibre quality, obviously we wanted to look at NEPs via the Ooster APHIS Pro and standard fibre attributes, HVI Micronair, as well as cotton scan gravimetric fineness, which is a direct automated version of the ASTM method for determining linear density. And then we just looked at the significance of those factors and looked at linear and curvilinear responses where appropriate. So the method for determining fruit maturity was via the previously described bowl cutting method. So fruit on the right with a darker seed coat were deemed to be mature, and those on the left were deemed to be immature. So certainly, as has been reported before, we saw a marked change in the maturity of the crop with defoliation timing from anywhere around zero for the latest treatments up to around 60 to 80% mature fruit for the earlier treatments. And in this work, 30% immature fruit or 30% immature bolls related to about 60% open bolls, which is a fairly standard recommended time for implementing defoliation. So for fibre quality, we saw linear responses for the change in Micronair for crop maturity, and Micronair range for the first couple of experiments about half a unit up to we affected Micronair by one unit for the last experiment. And should I just note, we've got, as you can see there, you know, fairly strong linear relationships between that measure of fineness and maturity and defoliation timing. Certainly we saw stronger linear results, linear relationships when we used fibre linear density, and we found this in other work. It is a much more sensitive measure of fibre maturity, and we had a millitex difference around 10 to 20 millitex for the first couple of experiments, up to 35 to 40 millitex change in experiment 4. And like the Mike and Air graph, you can see we had a, you know, quite a range in crop maturity for the different for the four different experiments. So importantly, relating percent immature bolls or crop maturity for looking at changes in NEPs, we saw distinct quadratic or curvilinear responses between those two for both hand and machine harvested. So that alludes us to the fact that there isn't, or there wasn't any interaction, but certainly, you know, there was definitely an increase in NEPs via machine harvesting, and an increase in NEPs with more immature fruit. So for the analysis of variance across the four experiments, we didn't see any significant interaction between defoliation timing and harvest method. But on average, our harvest method produced 53 NEPs per gram more NEPs compared to hand harvesting. Certainly, the best relationship, as I stated before, was between fibre linear density and NEPs, and certainly this corroborates the last couple of slides, which shows that while we can see an increase in NEPs due to spindle harvesting, we didn't see any crossover of the regression lines and didn't see any interaction. And this is also part of, we're using this plus a lot of other data that we're collecting to start to understand the critical thresholds for NEPs. That arrow just represents the equivalent fibre linear density for about 250 count per gram NEPs, which is seen to be an industry cutoff standard. So in conclusion, the study demonstrated and quantified the effects of machine spindle harvesting on increasing NEPs in upland cotton compared with hand harvesting, 53 NEPs per gram. Despite differences in crop maturity, fibre micronair, linear density and NEPs resulting from differences in harvest day timing, there was no interaction between harvest method and harvest day timing to affect NEPs. More research needs to be undertaken to assess the impact of machine spindle harvesting on genotypes that vary in other fibre quality attributes, and that would include picker setup and operation, and also, although it's not common in Australia, the effect of stripper harvesting. So I'd like to thank our technicians at CSIRO, Cotton Seed Distributors, our seed company, for their in-kind and financial support, and also the Cotton Research and Development Corporation and the Cotton CRC for their financial support. And this is a small part of a more substantial body of work that's just been published in a TRJ paper that's now available online if you'd like to have a read. So I'll leave it there.
Thank you. Do we have any questions? No questions. Putting us on
easy
time here. All right.